Thank you, Madam Coordinator. Mr. President-designate, please allow us to thank you, the coordinators and the secretariat, for your excellent work in facilitating our discussions. I would like to make a general comment with regard to IEDs. The Philippines' commitment to the Second Amendment Protocol of this convention is rooted in our own national experience, particularly in the context of addressing the threat of improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Our security forces have had to deal with these IED threats, even as they remain committed to upholding their humanitarian obligations. The New People's Army, or NPA, which has been waging a brutal insurgency in the Philippines for the past 5 decades, has continued to use explosives that indiscriminately destroys lives and properties and cause undue suffering in violation of international humanitarian law. The NPA attempts to escape accountability for their crimes through creative semantics, claiming that their explosives have technical specifications that render them outside the scope of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Treaty, for example. Yet no amount of obfuscation will hide the fact that what they deploy are improvised explosive devices that are prohibited by international law and has been condemned by global public conscience. As the only legally binding instrument that seeks to address the threat of IEDs, the Second Amended Protocol, its implementation and universalization are of paramount importance. It is also in this context that we welcome and support Your Excellency's initiative to update our counter-IED declaration. To address the IED threat, the Philippines has been engaging all stakeholders, including those in civil society and in local communities. We have also enhanced our policies and legislation to make it difficult for criminal and terrorist elements to acquire and traffic the components of these destructive weapons. While the Philippines has yet to enact a comprehensive Landmines Act, stakeholders are currently consulting on a draft bill that will take into account concerns regarding IEDs acting as mines. The working draft of this bill includes not just anti-personnel mines, but also all, quote, manually emplaced munitions and devices, including those of an improvised nature, whether designed to be activated manually by remote control or automatically after lapse in time, end quote. Pending the passage of this bill, the Philippines already has a constellation of policies and regulations that allows itself to address IED threats at the operational level. These include the Firearms, Ammunition, and Explosive Act, the International Humanitarian Law Act, the Comprehensive Firearms and Ammunition Act, and the Strategic Trade Management Act, including its implementing rules and regulations. Mr. President-designate, the Human Rights Office of the Armed Forces of the Philippines has recently submitted a comprehensive report to the Philippines Independent Commission on Human Rights, detailing instances of the NPA's use of IEDs that function as mines. The result of the Commission's investigation could hopefully be a basis for prosecution under the penal provisions of legislations mentioned earlier. In pursuing our efforts to address the IED threat, the Philippines has enlisted the balanced participation of women and men. Many of our explosive ordnance disposal teams, for instance, are led by women. Likewise, women experts play important roles in our military munitions control units and in civil society. Our engagement of communities has largely paid off. Many of our IED disposal operations were undertaken with women and men in their own communities. These national efforts no doubt will benefit from a supportive and robust international cooperation to address the threats of mines, booby traps, and improvised explosive devices. The Second Amended Protocol of the Convention remains a relevant platform in pursuit of these ends. It is in this context that the Philippines urges this conference to enhance the implementation of Articles 11 and 14. In particular, the Philippines sees the need to leverage existing regional mechanisms as a way of supporting state capacities and facilitating coordinated action to address the threats of mines, booby traps, and improvised explosive devices. In closing, the Philippines commends the excellent work by Colombia and France in organizing this meeting, and is particularly delighted to see diversity in the experts panel, including gender balance. We also believe that our experts-driven discussions could be further optimized by increasing the duration and time allotted for our future meetings. The Philippines looks forward to participating constructively in our discussions today. Thank you, Madam Coordinator and Mr. President-designate.